Our next speaker is a journalist and political activist. She has witnessed the occupation firsthand and has since become an outspoken advocate for Palestinian rights. She was on board the Free Gaza ship in 2009 and was also on the flotilla last year and the aid ship this year. I am, of course, talking about Sister Lauren Booth. Takbir!
Assalamu alaikum. I've been getting reports over the last month from doctors that are working in the West Bank and in Gaza, and I want to tell you all today that the crimes you think you know about Israel are but a drop in the ocean, a speck of sand on the beach of the universe. I have heard doctors go through a checkpoint and be called filthy Arabs, scum. We want you off this land. I've heard the abuse down my telephone as these doctors go about their business of saving lives, impoverished Palestinian lives under occupation. I heard, brothers and sisters, just 2 weeks ago, as a doctor pulled over his car because there is a young woman, a Palestinian woman with blood down her abaya. I heard her screaming in Arabic as she told him, Wallahi, the Israeli soldiers raped me. More than three of them raped this young woman. I heard it with my ears. You will never read this. Let me tell you about the crimes of the Israeli state. I know a little boy from Gaza, and he called me, and he called me and he said, I'm lying in a ditch because the Israelis bulldozed our house. Can I give you the exact coordinates so you can send someone to get me, because they punched me so hard in the stomach I can't breathe properly. I heard this with my ears. And when I hear that the Palestinians should not resist, when I hear the words make peace, I have one thing to say, and I want you to shout it with me today so that the people of Gaza hear us and their resistance is even stronger. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. Because I'll tell you now, Wallahi, the Israelis will never have a moment's good sleep in their beds. May they never have a second to taste the sweetness of tranquility so long as one Palestinian child rots in their prison or one child dies under their bombs. I want to hear it again. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. And I want to remind everybody here who Hamas is. They are the elected government that the Gaza people elected. And they have a right to resist under occupation. This is a right under international law, and I say we back your resistance. You resist. Do not stay in your homes and die under those bombs. For we are not cowards, we are Muslims. And you will not kill us anymore without feeling the vengeance of the people who you oppress. It is time, brothers and sisters, for Al-Quds to be liberated. For Islam, but for the people of the world who wish to pray there to the one God. And we say here today to you, Israel, we see your crimes and we loathe your crimes. And to us, your nation does not exist because it is a criminal injustice against humanity. To the Arab League who are meeting today. Enjoy your food, brothers. Enjoy. Enjoy your iftar this evening, the Arab League. Make your pointless gestures, but I'll tell you what we want to see. We want to see Lebanon. We want to see Jordan. We want to see Egypt go to the borders and stop this now. Liberate Al-Quds. March to Al-Quds. Liberate Gaza. Fight for Gaza. We will not let you go down alone, Gaza. No justice, no peace. No no justice, no peace. Allahu Akbar!
Let's say it for Lower Meath! Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought we'd have had a member of the extended family of Tony Blair here? Eh?